Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Friday, January 6th, 2023. Did you do the crossword?
I did.
And how did you find it?
Well, it wasn't too tough because I had my compatriot. We did it together. And so two heads really are better than one when it comes to the Friday crossword. So yeah, no, we got through it pretty speedily. So.
How fast?
20 minutes. 20 minutes and 9 seconds. Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, he just could throw out answers for things I didn't know, which made it easier to find the things I did know and fill them in. And so, yeah, working in tandem, we got it done.
Yeah, I was absolutely convinced I wasn't going to be able to do this.
Uh-huh.
There were so many places where I had no idea.
Yeah.
Basically, I could point at any clue right now, and my response would be, no idea.
Uh-huh.
Somehow, I managed to get through it, but the clues were good. I mean, they were really fun and diverting and exactly everything that a Friday crossword should be.
Yeah.
But boy, I found it to be a major struggle. I'm sure there are a few things, for instance, 35 down, arcade game character with a propeller beanie, Junior Pac-Man.
Yes.
Did he know that right away?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but then, you know, he saw the Pac-Man in it and I thought, he said, Mr. Pac-Man.
That's what I thought.
I'm like, no, it's Junior Pac-Man. There was no Mr. Pac-Man. There was just Pac-Man,
Was
Ms. Pac-Man,
right.
And there was Junior Pac-Man.
Well, I invented Mr.
Oh.
which meant that 35 across, a leading disability rights activist in the 2020 documentary Crip Camp, I'm like, no idea. And the answer, originally I had it as Mutith Hoyman. And Hoyman is H-E-U-M-A-N-N. Uh-huh. I mean, I simply had no idea. And eventually I decided perhaps, it's like, what sort of a name is Mutith? And I was thinking, could it be like somehow an Edith? But the second letter was part of AIDS for stage crews.
Mm-hmm.
Again, no idea.
Uh-huh.
Turned out to be cue sheets.
Right.
And that meant that it had to be a U, which meant, and I looked at Mutith and thought, how about Judith?
Yes.
And that's where I was able to solve it.
Yeah, in fact, when we got that J, then that's when we knew it was Judith, because we had no idea.
Right.
And I have to admit, we went through about the first half of the puzzle without putting anything down.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, what? So anyway, yeah.
Well, the ones at the top, even like one across, remark made after catching someone by surprise. I mean, that could be anything.
Uh-huh.
It turned out to be, it's just me.
Right. Uh-huh.
And the one beneath that, indoor swimming pools, 15 across, natatoria.
Uh-huh.
It's like, you know, because I kept thinking it was going to be like, I wanted to put in like infinity pool or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in fact, that was mentioned when we were working on that. But I think I once worked at a university where they called the swimming pool the natatorium.
I'm familiar with the word natatorium, but it's not something I normally work in a conversation. Uh-huh. Hey, you want to hit the natatorium? And the one beneath that, pet dogs and cats affectionately, fur babies.
Yeah. He knew that right away.
Really?
Yeah. And I have heard that.
Me too.
Many times, so, because I have friends who have fur babies.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But everything else was just a struggle for me.
Uh-huh.
10 across, the alt rock band with a 2001 hit album Yankee Hotel Foxtrot was Wilco.
Yes, never heard of them.
No,
I have never heard of them.
And 10 down, character who's striped and spotted. I was thinking it was going to be a skunk.
Oh, uh-huh.
And so I was thinking of like Pepe Le Pew.
Uh-huh.
But it turned out to be Waldo.
Waldo, yeah. Yeah, you can thank our son for getting that one for me.
And so. and that L of Waldo led into Surge Protector, and it was Levy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh my gosh. Uh-huh.
And he also thought of that one too.
Really?
He was just really on fire with this one. But I mean, not right away. I mean, like I said, the first half of the puzzle was pretty well blank.
Yeah.
But then, you know, we got one here and there, and that always always helps you get Ben the crosses, and mm-hmm. pretty soon we had it all filled out.
But in that same corner, 12 down, hot take, question mark, was love scene.
Uh-huh.
That was good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And 13 down, breakfast skillet. I wanted to go for like griddles. The second letter was an R.
Uh-huh.
And so I wasn't sure why it would be plural. But it turned out to be crepe pan.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. I mean, a griddle, you don't typically bake an egg or cook an egg on a griddle. That's, I guess you could, though.
Well, it just said breakfast.
Yeah. It said egg.
No, it didn't.
Egg pan. Breakfast.
Breakfast
skillet.
Breakfast.
I was thinking of my eggs. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just...
I liked 21 down, labor relief, perhaps, was epidural.
Yes. That one I got almost immediately. Uh-huh. I might have had one or two letters before.
Uh-huh.
I had the I from 28 across, bird, prefix, uh-huh. AV. I mean, I really did this by filling in all the three-letter answers uh-huh. and doing a lot of extrapolating.
Uh-huh. Well, what about 27 down? Did you know that one? His dying words were, there is another Skywalker.
I Yoda, and I mm-hmm. thought it was Yoda, and I put that down.
Uh-huh.
Because yeah. 27 and 39, the clue was, with 39 across, answer to the question, who's the solver of this puzzle? You are.
Uh-huh.
And I always have problems with that. Because it's like, not you, it's me. Uh-huh. I am. So I always think the answers, they got the wrong singular plural.
Uh-huh.
But mm-hmm. anywho, not singular plural, but mm-hmm. the wrong pronoun there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But so I decided it was a Y, and so that gave me confidence in Yoda.
Yoda, yeah.
But right above that, 23 across, broadband letters. So I immediately thought DSL.
Well, that's what I thought, but we left it blank because we weren't really sure.
Mm-hmm. Turned out to be LTE.
LTE. No.
Didn't think that was that broadband, but
I don't really know LTE.
It's faster than 3G, I guess.
What's it stand for?
Late. I think it stands for late. I don't know.
So. I thought it was interesting. One across we talked about, remark made after catching someone by surprise, was, it's just me.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the puzzle, 56 across, don't worry about me, I'll manage. So I put down, I'll be fine.
Uh-huh.
But then we had to take that out because it didn't work.
That was interesting.
And, yeah, two little phrases you use when you're conversing with
I them. Had, I'll be okay.
Oh,
Fortunately, 52 across, where the cattle drive in the Western epic Lonesome Dove begins, uh-huh. It was Rio Grande.
Uh-huh.
Somehow I got that fairly readily because I had 54 down, knock, three letters was rap.
Uh-huh.
Again, those three letters came to my rescue everywhere I went. Item in Yo-Yo Ma's right hand. So I need to apologize to Yo-Yo Ma because I thought he played the violin.
No.
And so I couldn't get that. I had the last three letters of the item in Yo-Yo Ma's hand to be bow.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought, well, I can't get violin into five letters, so I had viola.
Oh, uh-huh.
Turned out it was cello.
Yes, he is a cellist.
And 24 down, John of the Big Lebowski. The only John I could think of was Goodman.
Me too.
Really?
Uh-huh. But it wouldn't fit.
No.
Uh-huh.
Turned out to be Turturro.
Right.
Uh-huh. I had to figure out, how to spell Turturro, how to spell Judith Hoyman. First of all, I had to figure out that Judith Hoyman is a person. I mean, there's a lot going on here.
Uh-huh.
I was just amazed that I got through it.
Uh-huh.
But... let's see. I'm trying to think if there's anything. Yeah, I mean, even 20 across, embroiled in. I had enmeshed and eventually rearranged that to get knee deep.
Uh-huh.
But, and did you know the 33 down, the University in Georgia, Emory?
Yes, I did know that.
That
was one I knew right away.
Mm-hmm. So. How about 40 across, get me informally. Yahir?
No, we had something else. Get me we were thinking of you see,
uh-huh.
like you see, or, but.
I wanted to go with capiche.
Oh, uh-huh.
But I wasn't sure how to spell capiche.
Well, I don't think it would fit. No.
No, and that first letter was the end of 36 down word with store or story with a capital S. Mm-hmm. So I knew that had to be toy story.
Right.
Which helped because that O was part of 37 across blank, black blank. It's hard to say. And I had black cat. But then after toy, I decided that the answer turned out to be ops.
Right.
But I was thinking like oil.
Black oil?
Well, you know, because there's
black gold.
Black gold
is oil.
Texas tea. Yeah, is oil. But
they don't call it black oil.
No, because it is.
It's black.
That would sort of be redundant. Yes.
They did have over on the other side, 49 down, slick. Was oily.
That's true.
So there's your oil. Right?
Yeah, so I couldn't have had oil and oily. They definitely wouldn't have accepted it in that case.
Right.
But this was by Erica Hissing Wojcik.
Good.
And it was a great crossword,
yeah.
I thought.
Yeah, very good.
Let's see, two other things. So it is Friday.
Yes.
Which means it's time for Fun Fact Friday. And the other day, actually Thursday to be specific, we had a clue, 61 down, condiment for a burger. And the answer was catsup, mm-hmm. C-A-T-S-U-P, where cats was a rebus. It was actually four letters in one square. And so, I was wondering, because I always call it ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought our fun fact would involve catsup or ketchup, and this is from wonderopolis.org, uh-huh. And this is titled, Is It Catsup or Ketchup? From hamburgers and french fries to hot dogs and meatloaf, there's one condiment that you'll find in just about every refrigerator around the country. What are we talking about? Ketchup, of course. Or is it catsup? If you look in the condiment section at your local grocery store, you might find this popular tomato-based sauce labeled as either ketchup or catsup. So, which is it? You can actually call the substance by either name, as there is no difference between ketchup and catsup. They're just two different terms for the same thing. Ketchup has been around for a long time. The name probably came from ketchup, sometimes written as ketsiap, which was a pickled fish sauce popular in China. European traders loved the sauce and brought it west with them in the 17th century. Others believe the name may have come from Indonesia, where kecap, or ketjap, was a sauce made of brine shellfish, herbs, and spices. Whatever the exact origin of the term, Europeans began calling their version of the sauce ketchup as early as 1711. The alternate spelling catsup popped up in a Jonathan Swift poem in 1730. For many years, you could also find the sauce called ketchup, spelled C-A-T-C-H-U-P, in many places.
Huh.
It would be another 70 years or so before the sauce recipe would incorporate tomatoes and resemble the condiment we know today. In the early 1800s, the tomato-based version of the sauce quickly became popular in the United States. At first, it was made primarily by local farmers. By 1837, though, at least one company was making ketchup and distributing it around the nation. The H.J. Heinz Company didn't start producing the sauce until 1876. The company originally called it catsup, but soon switched it to ketchup to stand out. Today, ketchup is the standard, while catsup is still used occasionally in the southern U.S. Today, most ketchup, or catsup, contains the same basic ingredients: tomatoes, vinegar, sugar, salt, allspice, cloves, and cinnamon. Manufacturers vary their recipes by adding vegetables such as onions and celery, as well as other spices, including pepper and garlic. Mmm. So I hope everyone relished that explanation.
Oh, dear.
Hey, it's a Friday. We're allowed to tell puns.
Bad pun.
And one last thing before we wrap it up, we have listener mail.
All right.
And this is from Randall, and he was writing in regards to a query that we had the other day about the pronunciation of
First Chinese dynasty.
The first Chinese dynasty, and it was spelled XIA.
Right.
And Randall writes in to say, my Chinese-speaking partner, Xu, has verified this to be the correct pronunciation of XIA. He says it varies a lot, though, depending on the particular Chinese dialect being used. And the pronunciation was Xia, or actually it was the emphasis was on the ya, Xia. And he actually sent in a link to a YouTube pronunciation of it. So X-I-A is pronounced Xia.
Very good.
There we go. So thank you.
Now we know.
Yep. Yes.
That's how you pronounce it.
Yes, indeed. Thanks, Randall, for that. And thank Xu as well. And I think that is it for today. Listeners, if you want to do what Randall just did and drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. We're also on Facebook. Just look for Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword. Our page is there somewhere. Mm-hmm. And again, that's it for today. We'll be back again with our cutting edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye.